It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having a nosy Nelly peering in your window while you cook using some secret recipes. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
That didn't almost happen. And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. Joe had treats. Oh. Don't make him talk.
We've been sprinkling the carpet with goodness.
The ants are thrilled.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, the ants are like, yeah!
All right, bring him over more often.
There's no ants here. On the show, social justice warriors say no mas to a burrito business. Pip has a curmudgeonly philosophy, I think.
Yes.
Okay. Scamming scammers with Jane. But first, I want to get into this Kathy Griffin story. Now, I must disclose something. This story broke last week, right before the show went on the air.
Right before, yeah.
And so we had a discussion, like, well, and at that point, the only thing they had revealed was that Kathy Griffin was holding up, you know, some art, paper mache, rubber, I don't know, severed Trump's head.
Right.
So the conversation was, do we want to talk about that? It would go well with comics in the news. But then we're like, you know what? It's stupid.
Yeah.
We all think it's stupid.
We all think it was over the line.
Right. And we don't want to give her any more attention than it deserves.
Yeah, not. I mean, at least not at that breaking moment. It was like, yeah, what are we going to talk
about?
Well,
you didn't know there wasn't so much a backstory coming out,
right.
A backlash, rather.
Well, we'll get to that. And then Pip and I also said, you know what? This I don't know what she's doing, because there wasn't, as Joe said, there wasn't a lot about behind it. Yeah, you know, this is not this just makes Donald Trump stronger. She's not helping her cause.
Right.
She's making it much worse, because then all the Trump supporters go, look at the Hollywood elites. Look what they're doing to our president. And we just go, here's another crazy liberal.
Right. Well, I mean, like, to the point, I think that the women, you know, the Women's March, I think there are a lot of good things that were involved in that. But the women walking around with big blown up vaginas on their head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of making it silly now. You're making the other people's, the other side's point.
Well, it didn't seem that there was a seriousness to the march. And it wasn't actually a solid message to the march. Not to discredit
what
they
did. I don't
want
to get into the march.
Right. Yeah,
we got a lot to unpack here. So we're going to do a little impromptu comics in the news.
And now it's time for comics in the news.
So it wasn't reported a lot, but what she was doing, she took a picture of holding President Trump's severed head. It was actually a parody of a German magazine where they depicted President Trump holding a severed head of the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
That's apparently what Kathy...
That's what it was supposed to be a takeoff on.
I guess.
I saw that little picture of the magazine cover, and I don't know that enough people would have seen that to know.
You're exactly right. I wouldn't have a clue.
I wouldn't have a clue that's what that was about.
Well, she immediately got backlash for this. Do we all agree it was expected and justified?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't think you'd be the one to hesitate on that.
Well,
I mean, we know the world we live in. I mean, you know, you do something that outrageous.
Yeah, she has to know the consequences
right.
for it. I don't have, you know, it's... I'm not going to condemn her for doing it, because as comics, sometimes we'll make statements.
But we'll get into that a little bit.
But, you know.
I want to go through this a little bit, then we'll unpack a little bit. So, I think it was within 24 hours, she puts out a video where she, quote, she sincerely apologizes.
She's so sincere, she's not wearing makeup.
Well, okay. And this is true. And she says she's crossed the line. She says it wasn't funny, and she begs for forgiveness. Now, the Trump family thought it was phony. Listen, I never know when these apologies come out how much is sincere and how much is covering your rear.
Right.
I don't know. But I'm not going to go into their head and say, oh, this is completely fake. I just go.
No, can't tell.
We've been down this road before. It is what it is. This should heal the dog.
It's so commonplace now.
Right.
Because everybody's got to apologize for everything.
Right.
I will admit, though, it did strike me as one of the better celebrity apologies that I've seen. It wasn't the I'm sorry if you were offended one. This was, I took responsibility. Right. I crossed the line. It wasn't funny.
Right.
She said, so you would think that would have solved it.
No.
So now it starts to snowball. CNN cancels her annual appearance with Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve. Again, I wasn't surprised.
No.
And I don't blame them for doing that. You really can't. You're supposed to be a news network. You really can't have such a partisan statement.
Right, exactly. You really can't.
Right. I mean, it was a business decision.
Yeah.
I didn't blame them for that. Now, it would have been nice if Anderson Cooper, you know, he said how disgusted he was. It would have been nice if he, you know, stuck up for his friend a little bit. Not that she should keep the job, but, you know, a little olive branch.
I don't know. I mean, he's saying his true opinion of what she did.
Well,
why does he have to, like, you
know, we're all good with CNN's decision to put the kibosh on Kathy.
In that,
I understand why, yeah.
So, Squatty Potty cut ties with her as well.
And I didn't even know what that was.
Well, it's a toilet company. I figured if anybody could handle crap that stinks, it would be Squatty. You know it's really crappy when the toilet company's like, you know what, a little too much.
Yeah,
we can't handle this, my ass.
Exactly.
No way.
Anybody have a problem with Squatty Potty saying cutting ties?
No, you screw up, you lose your endorsements. That's how the world rolls.
We've
now.
Seen this before. Then you start to cancel her dates.
Yeah.
I get that, too. But here's the thing. Cosby has toured since all this came out.
Right.
Venues are still keeping his dates. I think it's a venue's decision. I don't have a problem with them canceling.
Yeah, because the venue has to, you know, make sure that they sell enough seats to make their margin that night.
I'm not mad at them, but I would have been just as fine if nobody canceled her appearances.
Well, they also don't want to be seen as being partisan and having people like protesting their venue, because that brings other business problems for them.
Okay. Now, before I get more into the timeline, I need to comment on some posts and reactions I've seen from people online.
Okay.
Before we get more into it. One of the first reactions I saw from people was jokes and comments about her appearance. No. It's irrelevant whether you think she's doable. That has nothing to do with the stunt, joke, art, whatever you want to call it that she was doing. It has nothing to do with
nothing
when
to do
I
with
see
it.
That. When I see that, I immediately dismiss the opinion.
Yeah,
and
so
also,
do I.
Plenty of men do stupid things,
yeah.
And we don't immediately go to they are doable or not doable.
Yeah, nobody talks about the size of their calves.
No,
you know what I mean.
Right.
It does not matter.
So I do think there is some sexism involved with this.
Clearly.
Joe?
Sexism on the part of the people that are commenting?
The people that are immediately going to, well, you know, she's fugly or whatever.
Because the people that are commenting that way don't have a solid point to give on their opinion. You know, it's just easy. Well, why are you upset? Well, you know, she's fugly looking. That's what she, you know, they don't have the.
Right. So I immediately dismiss those
out
of hand.
And also to do that, it's kind of, you're kind of almost putting yourself in her place of doing something, you know, it just.
I don't follow.
Well, because she's doing something you would consider repulsive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And to make comments on the way she looks is kind of repulsive and not to the actual situation that's going on.
Oh, you mean you're making yourself as ugly as the actions that she took?
Exactly. She took an ugly action. You're making an ugly action as well. And you're not stating why you're upset. You're upset. Why are you upset? It has nothing to do with the way she looks.
Right.
You know?
We're going to go long on this and we'll edit it. Okay. I heard people comparing the image of her holding the fake severed Donald Trump head to that of an ISIS terrorist holding a real severed head. No. You're going too far. Griffin never killed anybody, and paper mache is not the same thing as a human being.
I disagree, though, in the fact that basically you have been seeing these pictures of the severed head, and it can be construed almost to be in that vein.
I think it's too far. On that end, I don't.
I actually, because it had the blood running down it, and it looked fairly realistic, no matter what it was made out of, I can't see the correlation.
Yeah, but some people are like, well, this encourages ISIS.
That's wrong.
No.
But the fact that, you know, it has a correlation to what's going on over there, but it does not encourage ISIS.
No.
I also heard people saying it is, quote, unacceptable for her to have done that. No.
No.
It's perfectly acceptable.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called free speech.
Yes.
It's there to protect individuals from saying
yes.
awful things
yes.
and make sure the government does not take action.
Yes.
It's also it's perfectly acceptable. It's just as perfectly acceptable for people to feel offended, to say how they feel offended, say how they're disgusting, and make phone calls saying you should fire her or, you know, we're going to ban her. That's free speech too.
I'm not going to go see her. I'm not spending
right.
my money on anything she has to do with.
Right.
Yeah.
All are perfectly acceptable. There's nothing unacceptable about that.
No.
It might not be acceptable to your moral code. That's fine.
Yeah.
But as far as legally, she can do it. It's fine.
It might offend you, but it's still legal to offend people in this country.
Right.
Thank God.
If we're going to start legislating against crass and crazy, it's going to be a completely different country.
You can't legislate against that. She had her freedom of speech right to do what she did.
Might as well leave the room right now because I'm sure we offended dozens of people today.
But that's
the exact reason for that. Because once you start doing that, you'll kill free speech altogether.
Right.
Also, I'm glad you bring that up, as alarming, comedians condemning her for what she did. And these are the same comedians who complain, man, that club won't let me say the F word. But yet they want somebody else to limit another comic. No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
We all get to make our own decisions and we all live by
especially
our actions.
Especially as a comic or somebody in the entertainment business, you should be saying, look, I don't agree with her, but she should keep
her job. If I don't agree with her,
but I don't want her fired. I know she had a right to do that.
Right.
You know, and that's it. Because you know what? Might be her this week. Could be you next week.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to the timeline. So last year, Griffin allegedly said, this is her from an article, for me, that's Trump and all things Trump. It's not about trying to be an equal opportunity offender anymore because Hillary got such a beatdown. It's his turn. So I'm happy to deliver the beatdown to Donald Trump and also to Barron. You know, a lot of that's his 11-year-old son. You know, a lot of comics are going to go hard for Donald. My age is that I'll go direct for Barron. I'm going to get in ahead of the game. That quote is attributed to her.
I think that's a joke.
No.
It's not.
This is from a year ago.
I know, but
No. No. You know what? No, you don't joke like that.
And you were also bringing the president's son in, your Trump's son.
Well, he wasn't the president at the time.
Nonetheless, then you bring the son in there.
I don't think he was the president.
And there's a rule in politics that you don't bring the family.
Well, I don't know if there's a rule, but we don't do it.
But there, you know.
If you're a comedian and you have to go after a child, you're out of ideas.
Yeah.
If you got to goof on the kids, you're out of it.
I think it was she was goofing on the idea of goofing on the child.
No, I don't.
The way
didn't
she
get
made that statement, it sounded like a very, you know.
I didn't hear the statement. I read
yeah.
the statement,
yeah.
but reading it, I don't.
I like her. I watched her show and stuff.
I don't have a problem with her.
I kind of hear it in her voice, and that's the kind of way that she kids around. Like, you know what? Everybody's stepping away from it. I'm going to double down.
Because her deal,
But it's hyperbole. She wasn't really going to.
So apparently this is Barron Trump was watching television at home with Melania when the photo appeared on the screen. And the initial reaction of little Barron was that something terrible happened to his father.
That's terrible.
Family sources tell us Barron was in front of the TV watching a show when the news came on, and he saw the bloody beheaded image.
Oh, man.
Again, we don't know this, but this is what's being reported.
Right.
We're told he panicked and screamed, "Mommy, Mommy." As it was put to us, he's 11, he doesn't know who Kathy Griffin is, and the head she was holding resembled his dad. Melania called out Kathy, saying what she did was disturbing, wrong, and, quote, makes you wonder about her mental health. Donald Trump tweeted the following, Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son, Barron, are having a hard time with this. Sick. So he tweeted that. Not unrealistic. I can get it. I get it.
I'm going to revisit
this.
Okay.
But it's certainly a normal reaction.
Yeah, being upset to see the severed head of your father.
Yeah. Yeah. You could say, for Donald Trump, that was actually fairly mild.
Barron fell out of his gold-plated chair. It was horrible.
Okay, so now here's where things get a little hinky.
Okay.
Here's where So Ted Nugent said the following about President Obama and Secretary Clinton. Wang dang, sweet, stupid. I don't think that's the song. That's just my pet name for him. On stage in 2007, while wearing hunting gear and brandishing two machine guns, he screamed, quote, Obama, he's a piece of S. I told him to suck on my machine gun. Hey, Hillary, he continued, you might want to ride one of these into the sunset, you worthless bee. And then he yelled, freedom! In 2012, Nugent said the following at an NRA meeting. Quote, we need to ride into that battlefield and chop there, meaning the Obama administration's heads off, in November, Nugent said at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He added, if Barack Obama becomes the next president in November, again, I will either be dead or in jail by this time next year. In January 2016, he said about Obama and Clinton, they should be tried for treason and hung. Our entire effed up government must be cleansed ASAP. So now that when Nugent did this,
right.
He lost some gigs.
Mm-hmm.
He lost some dates. He's still a board member of the NRA,
mm-hmm.
which to me makes them have absolutely no credibility.
Yeah.
I do not recall the right going after Nugent the way the left has gone after Kathy Griffin.
I don't remember that either.
Exactly. In fact, some of the right just dismissed. Joe has said it. Well, he's crazy.
Yeah.
So are we at the point now where we can just dismiss Kathy as crazy? Because I don't think anybody's done that, but that's always been Joe. Because
I'm not going to dismiss Kathy as crazy. What I'm going to dismiss Kathy as is she's an opportunist. She feeds off sensationalism.
That's fine.
She knew what she was doing. She knew the ramifications. That's her deal. Now, with that in mind, I'm not going to damn that. Basically, what it is that you have to accept the consequences of it.
Yeah.
That's fine. But we'll get there. But okay. So I want to get to this Nugent thing. So Trump had a different take of Ted Nugent in 2012. He tweeted the following after his outburst. Ted Nugent was obviously using a figure of speech. Unfortunate as it was, it just shows the anger people have towards Barack Obama. So I guess for the president, when it's somebody else who's the target, it's an unfortunate outburst that reveals their anger and is metaphorical. When it's directed at him, it reveals no anger. It's sick and not metaphorical.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, Donald Trump invited Ted Nugent to the White House to spend the day for a play date.
Yep.
To me, Trump is a hypocrite and fraud, and this is just another example of it. There's no consistency.
No.
There's no consistency. They're both what Nugent did, and Nugent's done it more than just once, and what Griffin did are despicable. Allowed.
Right.
Free speech.
Allowed.
But despicable.
Is it a case of saying something on stage compared to having a physical, you know, having the severed head? And if, I mean, let's say Nugent went up on stage and there was an effigy of President Obama,
mm-hmm.
and he shot it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That is almost like what he did.
He was brandishing two machine guns one time.
But he wasn't brandishing it at the president. He was making a statement.
Well, I'll tell you what. Real machine guns may have actually killed people. A severed fake Donald Trump head never killed anybody, maybe got a strike in bowling.
But he said, look, if I come out with two pistols right now, I'm like, am I threatening anybody?
What you're saying, if you just come out with two pistols, no. But if you're saying they can suck on my machine gun, or you know, he has a history of this.
It's threatening
language. And I've heard people try to parse it like this way. To me, it's not. They're both terrible. They're both awful, awful things.
Right.
But Trump was cool with one. Trump sought the backing of Ted Nugent. Trump invited him to the White House. So I can't take Donald Trump's outrage, which normally I would say is justifiable in this case, I can't take it seriously here.
No, because they can dish nap and not take it.
Right. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no consistency, and that's what I have a problem with.
I think with, you know, Nugent's actions were obviously very outspoken, could be taken the wrong way. But I think
they should be decapitated.
But he didn't actually show something. He didn't actually show a depiction.
Now, because Kathy's a prop comic, is the difference?
You know what, Davin? Yeah,
I think so.
I do.
I see no difference.
I do, and it's optics. It's the optics of the situation.
But Griffin did it once. Nugent's a repeat offender.
But it was verbally, and it was shown on stage in his environment. He didn't just.
No, he also did it at an NRA meeting.
Okay,
he's also done it in interviews. He's done this in different forums.
Obama had little kids. It's like,
exactly.
You think that they took it less harmful? He's talking about hanging and shooting my dad?
Talking and shooting in a verbal sense has less of an effect than showing a depiction of a capitation.
I don't know. So should he have been invited to the White House?
Do you see Obama was invited?
That's not what I asked you.
Why not? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I wouldn't. So, but Nugent reveals how yellow and what a fraud he is, because he called in Fox News show The Specialist and had this to say about Kathy Griffin and his statements. He explained that the Secret Service was called to investigate him after he spoke at the NRA convention in April 2012. And the Secret Service also called Kathy Griffin too, mm-hmm. which is they're doing their job.
On both accounts, okay.
Yeah. And they did the same thing when Madonna had her little outburst at the aforementioned march earlier in the year. They're doing their job. I want the Secret Service to do that
stuff. I want them to check and make sure that there's not a plausible threat.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
Please.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, do that.
They concluded absolutely conclusively, I did not threaten anybody's life. Yet Kathy Griffin and the whole left just repeats the lie that I threatened the president's life. Never happened. Joe didn't even say he didn't threaten the life. Joe just said he didn't have a prop.
Right.
So, right. Ebony Williams points out that Nugent also made incendiary comments about the then Democratic presidential candidates Obama and Clinton while holding two machine guns during the 2007 onstage appearance. Nugent acknowledged that he made an outrageous metaphor to attack the candidates' gun control policies, but he nonetheless never threatened anyone's life. You said suck on a machine gun. It's not a popsicle.
Stop it. Yep. Sucking a machine gun. Come on. He's in the middle of a show. He made a stay. Sucking a machine gun. He didn't say you could suck at a machine gun. He said sucking a machine gun. Just made a stay.
If Obama's elected president, I'll either be in jail or dead next year.
Yeah. I think.
Is that for trespassing?
That was kind of vague, but you got to tell you, they had to launch an investigation to get to the bottom of what he meant on that.
He'll be in jail because why? Because he said bad things? No, because he's talking about doing bad things.
Yeah.
She was holding the depiction of, like, and I you would call it art, but I don't necessarily think it was art to me. She's holding a depiction of his head. She wasn't holding an actual head. She wasn't saying this is what somebody should do.
It was a metaphor.
I'm going to do. It was a metaphor.
Her argument would be it's a metaphor. He continued, yeah. It's good to see everyone is condemning Kathy Griffin's action because it is nasty. This is a world of terrorism where beheading is a reality. She actually referenced that to the President of the United States. He said likening his comments to Griffin's photo is like comparing apples and hand grenades.
Now, where Nugent is wrong on this is that it's the same speech where he has the freedom of speech to go on one of his shows and say what he was saying about that. He should, you know, he should really go, look, I don't think what she did was right. But in the same way that I had the freedom of speech to say what I said, she should be granted
right.
That. I suffered the consequences. I lost show, but that was my choice. She's losing all. That's her choice, too. That you're free to make that choice. So he's kind of wrong to condemn her on that.
I agree.
That.
He continues, I did nothing to harm anyone. She came out with symbolism that was truly vile. This kind of conduct is absolutely reprehensible, is unacceptable. Yes, it is. But so is yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, so is his.
Right.
In that respect, but he, you know, he should give her the same consideration that, you know,
right, and that's why I got a problem with Nugent. He's willing to condemn somebody else, but not take any responsibility
for his own
actions. Exactly. I think they all stink, by the way.
Yeah.
And finally, we conclude where we began with a little snippet of Kathy Griffin's press conference, and then I want to get into that. I know we're way long, but I want to get into a little bit of that. Bear with me.
I get it. We all know what's going on here. They're using me as a shiny object so that nobody's talking about his FBI investigation. All right? I get it. And I made a horrible, horrible mistake, and I made a horrible call. I understand. But honestly, my whole career, I'm 56 years old. I'm 110 pounds wet. I've had everybody turn on me, and I just want to make people laugh. That's all I want to do. So I screwed up, and I want them to see this old dame. I'm not laying down for this guy. I'm going to make fun of him. I'm going to make jokes about him and the Housewives and Kardashians. I don't think I will have a career after this. I'm going to be honest. He broke me, and then I was like, no, this isn't right. It's just not right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do, and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning, and I saw what they were doing, and I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this, and they're making it about Barron, and obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child, but I started to see what was really happening, and then it was a mob mentality pylon. And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get arrested today.
Right, let me get through this. Yes, she's a bright, shiny object and a distraction. That is 100% true. But there's nobody to blame but herself.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Donald phoned her up, hey, Ginger to Ginger, can you do something outrageous so we can get you in the news? She did this herself.
Yeah, she did.
Stop passing the buck.
Right.
She said the president broke her. Two things. If you can't take the heat that comes with taking on this president, then don't do jokes about the president.
Right.
You know, and anybody who does Trump material knows their repercussions. We've talked about my experiences, what I encounter when I do Trump material. Also, Trump did not break her. She did this.
Yeah.
For Trump, as I said, this response is mild.
Yeah, really. I mean, look at Rosie O'Donnell right. has just been in the news saying that the Trump advocates are ruining her life because they torment her wherever she goes. If I read that in the paper, Kathy Griffith knows about this too. It's like if you don't want the backlash and you've seen it happen to other people, then don't take it on. You did it yourself, honey. I'm sorry. I mean, I agree with her right to take on any target that she sees fit, but this.
Speaking of the targets, she had allegedly said, as we read, that she would hurt his child. Joe and I took it one way. You took it another way.
Yeah, I do.
But you know what? You kind of did hurt your child. So now I'm going to hold your feet to the fire for it. I do it with Trump when he goes back on things.
Right.
I'm going to do it to Kathy Griffin. You said you're willing to go after Barron Trump. Well, you know what? You did something that, by the reporting, affected Barron Trump. You got to own that, lady. You're the one who made the comment. Whether it was sincere or you were going for a ha-ha, you made the comment.
I don't agree with you on that one. I really do think that was taken in a tone of, you know what, I'm going to go around and boil some kittens. I mean,
you're giving her the benefit of the doubt the way Joe gives Ted Nugent the benefit of the doubt in some things.
Perhaps I'm not. I hear it as hyperbole, and the fact that
well, then she went and did it.
I know, but she didn't hold up a head of Barron.
Nobody would know
Trump.
Who that is.
I know, but I'm just saying that she said she. She said, and I think it was hyperbole, that she was going to go after Barron. She didn't.
So you know what?
It was a
even,
side effect.
Even if she did it, it
That's
was
very unfortunate.
It was stupid, and now she's paying the rent.
But, yeah. But the thing about it is I lost all credibility for her when she started to take the victim point on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, she made a statement. If she stood there and said, look, I'm sorry, what I did was trying to make a statement, it backfired, I apologize to the president and his family. However, that being said, I still will be outspoken about my political views because I care about the direction of this country.
Yeah.
And if she said that, it would have been been credible on all sides.
I'm glad you brought that up. Here's my problem with the older generations. I know sometimes on this show, some of us like to take on the millennials.
Okay.
Here's my problem with the older generations. We have Kathy Griffin.
Right.
We have Hillary Clinton.
Right.
We have Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Two world leaders.
Right.
One, a prominent comedian, who are refusing to take responsibility for their actions.
Yes.
It's always somebody else's fault. Anybody but me. I'm the victim. No. No. The things that are happening are because of actions you did or did not do. Nobody put you in these
situations. But I can't understand why. I don't know if it was her decision or her handler's decision to go that route. It boggles my mind.
Well, Trump's handlers can't figure out why he does the things that he does. And then he claims victim. No, you did it. You own it. It's the same thing with Hillary Clinton. She had an interview and she blamed everybody else.
But herself.
Three, I can't take it.
I don't know if, you know, in all three instances, I don't know if these three people have people blowing smoke up their tush all the time.
They apparently
do.
You
know,
they must.
That you, oh, you're great. Don't worry. But no, you fantastic. Where if something, you know, oh, that, no, it's not your fault. You know, and you kind of feel invincible where you can go and do it, say what you want.
I would love a show like that. Oh, God, where can I hire those people? Where can I get those people?
Oh, God, we'd have a bidding war.
I'm listening. I got some money.
You're going to listen to him? Don't listen to what he said. You're so good. You know,
I want the you're so good staff. That's the staff I want.
No,
you're the funny.
No, you don't. You want it out of, but you want it to be kept in reality.
No, their staff is.
It's either you're so good or you stink. That's Joe's reality of me. There's no middle ground.
No middle ground. No, their staff is telling them all day long, you don't look fat in those pants. Dude, you look fat in those pants. That's what they need
but
to hear.
But that's what I'm saying. All three of them, I can't take them anymore.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Joe's on board with this.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Because all three of them like to play the victim.
I'm really surprised that she was breaking down being the victim, because usually she kind of, you know, even though she insults somebody, she sees them out someplace and she's right to their face,
well,
like, uh-oh. She has a conversation.
Well, there was
with
that one comic, and I forgot his name. He was goofing on that the heavyset woman during his comedy set.
No, one of Anthony's friends. Yeah, I know you're talking
about. Now, we had a discussion about what he did, probably about last year. Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
Ari Shaffir.
Okay.
Now, my whole thing is that you felt what he did was bad. You know what? I didn't agree with what he did. I would have no respect for him if he kind of backed away for it and said, oh, I have to think about what I did. But you did something, and I believe he stood his ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay your ground, I'll have respect for you, where you made a conscious decision to do
but
something.
But I think there's something right. in between. I think you can apologize and still own your mistake
yes.
without playing the victim. If Kathy, if Kathy would have just stopped with the video and apologized and let everything else blow over, I would have been fine with it.
Yes, me too.
This press conference was a disaster.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's what she said about CNN. She said she called CNN from firing her censorship. It's not censorship.
No, no.
They made a business decision. Kathy, you're no longer good for business.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, this whole political correctness thing is going to stop. And I'll tell you why. Because the left, and I don't know if we want to get into the other topic, but the left are going after their own. Over sensitivity and stuff.
But
like
I don't
that.
Have a problem with that. I wish the right would go after their own war. Our pal Paul Bond actually went after Trump, who he's a big Trump supporter. The other day, I wish we the sides would go after their own, because then we get something more
but
reasonable.
It's got to the right. point where the left are going, and it's getting crazy
because they're ridiculous.
But that Pepsi commercial, the one with the Kardashian in it,
yeah.
That commercial was the most. Inclusive, sensitive. We're all in this together. We're all, you know.
And you hated every minute of it.
Yeah, but you know, it was like milk toast and we all are one, and we're all there. And it still got. They still had a problem. No, it's not. It's not inclusive. But are you kidding me? It's gotten to the point where I think the left is getting sick of the left. I'm telling you right now, you're going to start to see the left get sick of the left, and you're going to start to see a little bit of backlash on all this
okay.
political correctness.
Let me try to get. She called Trump a bully. Yes, he's a bully.
Yeah.
This is not news. You know that going in. You know that going in. You can't claim that you've been bullied by his followers and act surprised. He's not new to the scene.
Oh.
You get no sympathy from me.
Oh,
and like
goodness.
I said, Trump has been fairly mild. By Trump's standards.
By Trump's standards, yes.
In his reaction.
But it's like he's a bully. The sky's blue. Where you been?
But he didn't start this war.
No.
You did, Kathy Griffin. You started the war.
Yeah.
Trump was fighting wars with other people.
Right.
He's got mayors of foreign countries he's got to deal with.
Somebody was feeling lonely.
No time for you.
Yeah. He's got to yell at his attorney general who might be getting fired any day. He doesn't have time for you. He's got time for one female comedian, Rosie, and you're not it.
He's got to find Spicer in the bushes. He's got lots of
Yeah, exactly. He's not even thinking about you, stupid. You wanted to get in the game. You got in the game. This is what happens.
Somebody wasn't getting enough attention. And
yes.
now you have it.
You hit the nail on the head with her. She's an attention. She's all about herself.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, that's what makes her. That's what keeps her. That's her business
She's very
model.
Good
yeah.
at her job, but don't play the victim, as we
right.
said.
Yeah.
She also said, I don't, she said, this wouldn't happen to a guy. I've been living with this my whole career. She said, older white guys have been trying to keep me down my whole life. I don't know if this happens to a guy or not, but this isn't a man putting her in that situation. Again, she did this to herself.
I think that's misdirection there.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this is sexist at all.
Yeah, it's not.
That.
It's not. She did something. It's not something that she assumed or something
yeah.
or something that she presented that was taken the total wrong way.
No, she's throwing the sexist card
and
in there.
Because I'm
and
a
I
woman
don't think
and
that that's,
no, because she I can't believe that they would go that road. The you know the victim road and
it was a train wreck. The press conference was a train wreck.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
You know what? She might as well say, is it because I'm ginger? It's because I'm ginger, isn't
and
it?
And let me tell you
What's
something. As empowering herself as a woman, if she stood there and said, like I said, look, what I did was a little over the top. I do apologize. However, it will not affect my views of this presidency, and I will still be outspoken in some way. You number one, you stood your ground. And number two, you've also empowered yourself as a person. You've also empowered yourself as a woman.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
We take you to Portland, Oregon. So we have these two Portland-based women. They want to open up a burrito shop. So they decide they're going to go to Mexico. It's a good place to learn about burritos if you can't get to Chipotle.
Right.
You go to Mexico. So they're asking some Mexican women because they want to learn how to do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the women are kind of giving the secrets. Some of them are very protective of the secrets. We're not really clear how much these two Portland ladies paid them, if anything, or if they told them what they were doing. But then on top of that, so the Mexican women are now making their stuff in their little houses, and you see these two white gringos or gringas peering their little heads in through the window, watching the technique
really?
Of the burritos,
peering in on the secret recipe.
Yes. So they come home. They go to a Mexican shops to get all the ingredients and everything. They want to make it authentic. They start cleaning up. Mm-hmm. They're making money hand over fist with this because it's so authentic. Then they get an interview in the magazine, and it comes out, and now people are going online saying that they were stealing. They stole the recipes. They didn't. We don't know if you gave these women anything. And worse yet, it's cultural appropriation. This whole online thing goes against them in Yelp, and then they get shut down. So that's where we are with that. I kind of do think it's stealing. When you peer in somebody's window, unless it's a peep show and a fee's been paid, I feel like it's stealing.
If it was their recipe and they were reluctant to get it, and that's how they got it, is by speaking.
Well, it was also the techniques on how to handle the dough.
It's like intellectual property.
Yeah, I feel that was stealing.
A recipe, yeah.
So I don't have a problem for people going after them on that.
No.
Think if you're looking at something and you say, that looks like a good idea, and you do it.
Not in somebody's house. It's one thing if it's out on the street. It's another thing if I'm peering in and looking, well, that looks like a good technique. Gonna bring that one home. You can't do that.
Why not? There's no trademark or copyright on it.
Yeah, but you can't be peering into people's houses.
If you look at a window, somebody's doing something, you're not looking like hiding in a bush. You know,
you kind of are.
Well, it doesn't matter what kind of shrubbery is outside the window. If you're peering in somebody's window, you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's why we have shades. But they couldn't afford it. Now, the cultural appropriation thing, that's a little much. Are we going to get rid of every Mexican in the city that makes a decent pizza?
Yeah, that's
crazy. I can't make a taco now because it's cultural appropriation?
It's not a cultural appropriation, but I don't have any tears that these women are out of business.
Yeah, I'm not Italian. I'm still going to make pizza English muffins whenever I want, damn it.
You're going to buy the Boboli. All right, we'll be back.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, let me cue up Pip's music, and we'll do some curmudgeonly philosophy.
You wondered about it, you waited for it, and now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
Take your time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something first. All right.
I gave you a freaking intro song. What more do you want?
I want
Joe,
a parade.
Get the rose petals. Precious isn't ready.
I want a parade. All right. Here's the philosophy. If you're running a food business, make sure you have the damn main ingredients.
What do you mean?
Well, recently, I was at B.B. King's.
Okay.
It's a place that has music and food. One of the things that we had, the first problems we had, was that they were out of menus.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We were the first people there.
Yeah, you know what that
they're
is?
Out of menus?
Yeah, they went. We
they
had
were
a
eating.
Shortage of menus, and we were some of the first people there.
Really? I've been at B.B. King's plenty of times, usually.
You almost said BBQs.
They had a shortage of menus. We're like, we looked around. They're like,
well, it is
five tables seated.
It is frustrating when you go into a restaurant and like there's like everything is like crossed off the menu. Oh, no, we're out of this.
Oh,
out
yeah,
of
yeah.
Who's doing the shopping there?
I went to a KFC and they were out of chicken.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Would you have taters?
It was just KF.
It was.
It was just F because there was nothing to be had.
So why even stay open? Don't you just call it a day?
Really? Exactly. Would you?
They don't even have burgers or fish on the menu.
No, there's basically, could I just have a whole lot of mashed potatoes?
a couple of biscuits and some coleslaw.
And some beans.
This meal stinks.
Yeah, why are they even staying open?
Why would you even? But wait, after we were done like going, oh, we have to share the menus. Apparently they're low on electricity because they didn't have a lot of lighting, so we had to use our phones to read the menus because we could not see the menus.
Did you say something?
Yeah, but there was nothing to be done.
Why
about
don't
it.
You leave? I mean, that's a good time
because
to leave.
We were there to see the show.
So go around the corner and get some Ray's pizza or whatever. And
but
come
you're
back.
Already in. No, you already paid already your ticket. In. You're downstairs.
And,
you're there. You're not going
and
anywhere.
They're general admission tickets. So if you don't sit at a seat and eat, then you miss your seat and you have to stand through the show. Not happening.
So basically, they're luring you in with food, and they really don't care about it.
Yeah, well, food that you have no idea what it's going to be.
Couldn't
you
just leave? Couldn't you just leave extra early and like get food someplace else and get there early?
Well, no,
and then order soda at the table or beer.
It's kind of like you have to get there and like get your table and keep it.
Right, but
or else somebody else
eat someplace else and order. Go there and order cocktails.
I guess you could do
that.
Well,
it's a learning experience.
We had not planned that because we hadn't been there in years. We didn't expect that it was going
to
be miserable.
Yeah, so next time, you know, you're going to tango to a restaurant, you know, before you head to the gig. But, yeah. You know, because basically it's a music establishment. A music establishment will offer food, but basically their main deal is entertainment and booze.
Not known for the cuisine?
Probably not, no.
Interesting. Shocking.
The food was good. They were also low on silverware.
Yeah.
And from the way they were whipping the dishes away from us? I think they were low on those, too.
All right. Come back. We'll do some Jane.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right. We will do some Scamming Scammers as soon as I find the music. Which is never easy.
Right now he's playing scamming the listeners.
Yes.
We're pretending we're doing a show.
Yes. We're doing a good job.
You're talking over. All right, when we last left with my girlfriend Jane, I was just recently released. Remember, we were talking about I was released last night?
Oh, right, but we didn't know what was going on with
exactly.
That. Okay.
So she asked me, she goes, how was your night? I go, I don't think you really care, to be honest, so I think I will keep those details to myself for now.
Oh, good.
She goes, not so, darling. You said you just got realized. I think she meant released.
Maybe not.
Realized.
Go on.
You said you just got realized. That made me thought that you were now okay. I go, and no curiosity what I got released from or why I had to go in. I'm starting to have my doubts about you, Jane. Perhaps we should go our separate ways.
Oh, wow. You're breaking up already?
Really? Yeah, you know what? She's very greedy already.
We're in
yeah,
a tough
I
ship.
I most certainly do. Don't you forget it. She goes, aw, baby. Don't let us end this relationship like babe.
What
the
like
pig?
Babe.
I think so. I think I'm going to wind up as a ham hock. I don't know how this is going to
like
be.
Like Ruth?
Yeah. She goes, I don't have any internet bill again. That was why I'm unavailable to ask about this very well. I never meant to do this, to do like this with you, my king.
Well, I like the way she works it in, though.
I know.
Yeah, give her that.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a job, Joe.
It's almost like a plug, like you're doing a live read, and you're working it. And by the way, you need.
Yeah, by the way, you could read it all in my book.
She continues, I promise this will never happen again. I go, time will tell. I thought you were different initially, but now I think you may be like all the others. Your behavior has caused me to put up my guard.
All the others.
All the others.
Yeah.
She goes, babe, I'm not like others, and my attitude is not like this. This country really affects me. I'm unable to browse because my internet bill has exhausted. I'm begging for Wi-Fi now.
You got to give it to her how she works in it. She's a good salesperson.
Really?
Yeah, she's like,
yeah.
My internet bill exhausts me. It's exhausting us, too.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I go, time will tell, Jane. Mm. She goes, have you forgiven me, darling? I go, not really, but over time, maybe you can get back in my good graces.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I pray so, my king. How was your night? I go, restless. How was yours? She goes, I can't sleep, dear, thinking about you all night. I go, well, I doubt that, but at least they are nice words.
My king.
Yeah, well, she didn't say that again, but she should.
No, but I mean, she should. She should say it every time.
Yes! Yeah. Everybody should.
My king.
Yes! She goes, what are you doing today? I never lie for you once, babe. Remember, she's from Acton, California, but she's doing some zoology in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So she goes, I never lied for you once, babe. I go, no, of course, you're an honest woman. How did you...
Wait, is this part of a Dylan song? I never laugh at you once, babe.
I want it done, babe. The internet's got to be paid, babe.
Right, guys.
She goes, how did your test with the beakers go? She goes, cool, thanks. I just reconnect the Wi-Fi. What are you doing today? Are you there, Davin? And then later on, she goes, if you can't see the tears in my eyes, I plead you to feel the pain in my heart. I am sorry. I go, okay, how'd your experiment go?
Oh, my God. She's very excited. She's very emotional about her beakers. Yes. Don't ask her about them.
Yeah, and her cable.
Yeah, really. Is your cable bill giving you tears in your eyes?
Beakers and cables.
She goes, it was nice, thanks. I go, tell me about it. She goes, since you are such a handsome, hot, and sexy gentleman, forgiving me is something you surely can. I am sorry.
Whoa. She's pounding on kind of thick here, isn't she?
It's a simple thing. I just... Syrup. Enjoy it, I am. It's a simple thing. I just mixed two chemicals together. What are you doing today? I go, what chemicals? What are you trying to learn from the experiment?
She goes, salt and a turtle.
She goes, salt and iodine. It can cure wounds. Ironic it is that your love is so kind, was blemished by selfish mind. I go, doesn't the zoo have medicine to help heal wounds?
You have to, like, pour chemicals together?
Yeah. She goes, they have. I was given the assignment to do so. It's an assignment. I go, I see. I have Google as well. Don't foolish me with quotes from the internet, Jane!
That's right. Don't you foolish me.
Gotta listen to the whole show, kids. Uh-huh. Get every reference. She goes, I'm not foolishing you.
There it is.
Just to show that I'm sorry. That quote was not yours. I do not want apologies from others. If you are sincere, you will find your own words. She goes, please forgive me my wrong deed. I go, Jane, if you want to be with me, you need to raise your game.
She probably doesn't know what that means.
No, she probably doesn't. As evidenced by this, game is how. Meaning you need to be honest and open and not try to take the easy way and shortcuts. She goes, oh, okay. Darling, I will try to be straightforward with you. I promise. I go, that would be nice. She goes, thanks, darling. I go, what should I do if I catch you trying to foolish me again? She goes, life would be boring without you in my life. I go, aw. Well, Jane, I will try and make life interesting for you.
Oh, boy. She has no idea.
She goes, I won't foolish you, darling.
I won't foolish you.
I go, time will tell. She goes, thanks so much. I go, welcome. She goes, how is your health? I go, it has been better. She goes, thanks, darling. Please forgive and forget my deeds. You are my king. I will love you forever.
Wow.
I go, how do you know you'll love me forever?
I'll love you until you pay my Wi-Fi bill.
Oh, that's harsh. She goes, I can see the true love is in us. Why are you doubting, honey? And we will be right back with more.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
All right, let's do a little bit more with Jane, shall we? She goes, so she wonders why I'm doubting her that she says that she'll love me forever. I go, I just want to know how you can see forever. She goes, okay, what are your plans today, dear?
Okay.
I go, trying to rest, maybe write some jokes and try and get a scratch out of my meatloaf blind before I stop CD. Remember, I'm a...
Oh, you're meatloaf, big meatloaf fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big meatloaf fan.
I was like, why is he talking about food all of a sudden?
I go, how are the elephants doing? She goes, they are cool.
Everything's cool to her.
I go, is that the technical term? I go, she goes, does you listen to Meatloaf Blind every day? And then she said, not really to the technical term. I go, what is the technical term? I go, no, I rotate my meatloaf albums.
Again, net should be thrown on you.
Oh, man.
She goes, are an essential part of all technical and scientific writing. Okay, that's cool. You're going nowhere today? I go, how are elephants an essential part of all technical and scientific writing? Isn't it hard for them to write since they don't have thumbs?
Is it trunk? What's the matter with you?
She had a technical term when you're talking about elephants. Oh my God.
She goes, and will you share with me some jokes? They can write and they can't write and they don't write. I go, so how are they essential to scientific writing?
Because they like to read it.
She goes, you asked what is technical term. Then I answered you. Nothing else. I said, you said the elephants are cool. I said, is that the technical term for how they are? We are not communicating well at all.
A long way to go for internet.
Yeah, really.
Don't you forget
really.
It. She goes, I will teach you all this very well when I am back to States. I go, I think you can share some of the wonders of your experiences before then.
Let's hope.
She goes, I mean, they are doing good and okay. Sure, but that will be later. I borrow Wi-Fi now. I go, how do you borrow Wi-Fi? She goes, I have to be careful with it. It's not mine. Connect
she might
to it.
Break it.
I go, you're stealing it then. The person allowed me. I go, then there's no need to be careful.
Yeah, really. It's not stealing if you're allowed.
Yeah, really. Don't ding it.
It's not like it's a burrito recipe. Anyway,
that's right.
She goes, I don't want to finish or use it anyhow since it's not mine. I go, okay, so then it's best I let you go. I don't want you to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation.
Oh.
She goes, don't worry, babe. I go, I do worry. I don't want you to compromise your values.
Oh, my God.
She goes, only your chats is okay. It's normal. I'm allowed to chat with you only. I told her what I needed for. I go, to talk with your forever king.
What? Oh. Wow.
Forever king.
I'm her forever king, Joe. She goes, yes, darling, and smiles. She goes, what did you eat this morning? I go, nothing. She's like, why? Two alarm emojis. I go, I know you are struggling, so I will struggle with you.
Oh, no. You're
a white knight.
He's starving himself.
I most certainly am. She smiles. She goes, eat, babe. All will be well soon. I go, no, I will be fine. I will go through this with you.
Uh-oh, hunger strike.
She goes, it only remains 2 good months. Blushing, what's the time now? I go, what is 2 months? She goes, remember, you are sick. You have to eat something so you can get strength. I only have 2 months more to spend here. I go, I understand, but I do not feel right about it. I will eat when you eat. Babe, I'm hungry now. Are you? I go, I don't think about it until you bring it up. Mind over body. She goes, aw, I have the last rice with me here. It's already cooked. I want to eat now. You have to eat too. And gives me a bunch of kisses.
Can I point something out? Do you think that if you weren't bamboozling her with nonsense, she would really concentrate on her coming to the States more?
No.
It just, you know.
No.
You
no, 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 no.
Because I'll be coming here. It just sounds like, you know, she's trying to use every trick in the book. You know what I'm saying?
She wants to get this first payment. Then she'll worry about the big payoff for the States.
Right, right.
She just needs to get my first deposit on this nonsense. Right.
First she wants, you know, one of those cards.
We'll start with Wi-Fi, and then we'll start with the first class ticket to the States.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha.
I go eat your rice, babe. Enjoy.
Go eat your rice. Go eat your rice.
She goes.
It sounds really dismissive.
That's the way. Go eat your rice.
Go eat your rice.
I gave her a smiley face. She goes, what will you eat also? I go, I'm not going to eat now. I'll figure it out later. She goes, okay, what will you eat? I will like to know everything going on with you over there. I go, not sure. Maybe some broth? It's good enough for you to
get the hell out of the rice.
Sure.
She goes, I care a lot about you. And I said, and I you. She goes, okay, nice, LOL. Thanks. I mean a lot about you. You mean a lot to me. I go, and you mean a lot to me. She goes, thanks, darling. I go, you're welcome, snookums.
How do they buy that people are jumping on this fast?
I don't know.
Because basically you have people that are online that are sad and lonely and looking for companionship and looking for somebody that cares about them. And if you don't realize, and this is with the other stories.
Yeah.
You know, we're making fun of it. But it's very sad that there are people that would fall for this because they're sad and they're lonely. They want somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are going to be taken for all sorts of money.
Yeah.
She goes, when you were offline, I went through your pictures. I saw many of your pictures with Army. I go, what pictures were those? She goes, why, dear? Because when I was over in Iraq.
Right.
I go, where'd you see my picture? She goes, on your profile picture on here. I go, oh. I go, you do not have a lot of pictures of yourself on here. She goes, yes, it's very dangerous here. Bewaring of scammers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
So I said, I don't know a lot about them. What do you know about them?
Learn me.
Learn me. She goes, I don't also know much, but I was told not to do such here. I go, can you send me some pictures? She said, and I should stay at home. I go, do you think scammers are bad people? She goes, are they not?
Yeah.
And she sends a picture. How do I look? I go, nice picture. Looks like you're having fun. She goes, did you just say fun? Nothing like that here. I go, look at the picture. Does it look like you're sad? Stupid.
Oh, God.
She goes, it's just because it's a picture. No fun here. I go, what do you think of people who pretend to be something they are not and break hearts and take money? She goes, they are so heartless, and they ain't no mercies. My heart is over-breathing right now. Please, let's stop about them. We are not here because of them.
Change the subject. Misdirection.
I go, no, but I just wonder how they sleep at night knowing what they have done and knowing they will burn in hell for eternal damnation in the afterlife. And we'll leave it there.
How do you feel about that, Davin?
Because remember, they think they can apologize and it makes it all good.
Oh, yeah.
That's what their religion tells them. Yeah. And I'm like, no, you're going to burn forever.
No.
It's going to stink to be you.
Forever.
All right. Anybody anywhere?
No.
Moving.
I'm moving out. Are you Anthony Song?
Living under a rock.
I will be. Where am I going to be?
Where are you going to be?
I am going to be on Saturday, June 17th. I'll be in Somerville, New Jersey at 19 Division Street. Somerville, New Jersey. Outdoor concert. Thank you guys for hanging out. Like us on Facebook. Follow us at Davin's Den on Twitter. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.